This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, Gemini Major is a Malawian-born Afro-pop singer and record producer. He has produced for a number of artists in a variety of genres, R&B, hip-hop, house, dancehall, pop, gospel, all of it. He's been inspired by artists like Wizkid and Burna Boy, Bob Marley, and he's a damn fine producer. So after a chance meeting with Casper Nyovest and his team at a video shoot for a song that he'd produced, he finally joined the Family Tree team, independent record label started in 2014 by Casper Nyovest. And after the release of Nasty C's hit single Juice Back, Gemini has become the go-to producer for South African hip-hop artists. How the hell are you, man?
I'm great, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
You're like the coolest guy who's been in here in months.
Yeah, I'm the coolest guy since ice cream.
I love this. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, guy.
All right, man. Gemini, so tell me, how the hell did you become the go-to producer? I don't think it's just because of Casper Nyovest or Nasty C. Huh?
No, not really. I guess it's because of the energy, you know, I tend to bring in the studio. You know, I just don't sit there and make a beat as sort of, it's definitely the energy.
Yeah, now, when it comes to that energy, because, you know, too many cooks spoil the broth, and sometimes in these studios, you get like a whole crew of people in there, and everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
But in the end, you got to be the guy to make that call, right?
Yeah.
And if something sounds great, sometimes you need less people, not more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, in like, with the energy thing, I have to I pick it up from you. If I've, you know, you came to me because you know
you have to read a person.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like if I've heard your stuff and that's gonna do something to me, you know, wherever I am, you know, if I like it,
because music, that's all music is.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's gonna do something to me. So I just don't, when I'm working with people, I'm not just gonna get in studio with a random person. It's never ever like that. I've heard about you before.
Okay.
Or even if it's random, I'm gonna pick up your energy. Whatever you're gonna play me something, or I'm gonna play you a beat, and you're gonna do, you know, you're gonna freestyle, and that's that energy. When I pick it up, I give it back to you, it's gonna keep growing.
Then,
you know.
Then you can make magic.
Yeah. Then you can make magic.
Now I saw you talking to Noma out here just a second ago. She's an amazing singer, right?
Yeah, definitely. I was saying, yo, congratulations. I saw it last night, and I love the new single. I love the vibe.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it.
It's cool. It's different. It's sort of like
different.
It's almost a country crossed with a hip hop, crossed with a like pop. You know, it's
pop.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, cause I was, I'm not gonna lie, I said some negative things about winners, you know.
Yeah.
Just before I watched her performance, I said, you know, actually, these people never actually become stars, you know, like the winners, they never like blow up like that, you know, way too.
Well, it's also tough because that moment that they become the winner is like the most attention they're ever going to get. So it's a bit of a poison chalice in that.
But when I heard that single now, when she performed the new song, I was like, actually, this one could do it.
What do you think it is? Because it's a little bit of chemistry and magic, and you talk about reading people's energy and all that stuff. But what do you think it is that really separates great producers from good ones? The great producers, they've got an ability to know when it's enough.
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's understanding the whole thing. You know, you have to understand the whole thing. You have to understand how it works. You know, there's people that went to school for this. There's people that were born with it.
I'm trying to figure out, because I'm not a producer, and one of the things I really wish is that I could compose music.
Yeah.
If you think about it like cooking.
Yes.
You can keep going and keep adding stuff to the pot and add, and eventually you can ruin it.
Yeah.
But it's almost like finding that simplicity. How do you know when you've got a hit? How can you, or don't you? You just have to trust your gut and let it out there and see what happens.
Well, it's the feeling. It's the feeling that it gives you.
Okay.
You know, like,
can you spot a hit?
Yeah, definitely.
And you know when you've heard it, this is going to work.
This is going to work. Whether it's just a piano and a vocal, but if it sounds right that time, there's nothing missing. You like, your ears will tell you that there's nothing else missing. You know, when there's that feeling that says, no, it could be this, you know, that could come in. It means there's something missing. It's not complete yet. You know, you're not crazy. But there's that energy that you pick up from a hit, that juice that comes in, like when you hear it, you don't want to hear anything else on it.
Sounds a lot like instinct. As
yeah,
well.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you can never miss it. You can definitely never miss it.
And you often hear other people's songs and, yeah. and think, I could have done that better.
Yeah, all the time.
So when for you to listen to other people's music, whether you're listening to it on your laptop or whatever, you sometimes hear this stuff and you go, oh, that was a terrible mistake. I should have got hold of that song. I would have done it better.
Yeah, I do that all the time. International songs even.
Really?
Yeah. You know, but that's not the point. Because also, I learn from it also, you know?
Yeah.
I learn from it also because I could have easily made the same mistake, you know? But then I hear that. And then my ears tell me something else. And then the next time I'm trying to do something, I will learn from it.
I got to tell you, it's definitely a talent. Like some people have it and other people don't. I just want to go to the lines quickly. Hey, good morning. What's up?
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. What do you want to say?
I just want to say to Jimmy, it's funny how people do not notice how important producers are, you know? And they are once created something, you know, like... the reason why South African artists are hot this year and they're not next year, they don't want to have producers produce their track, you know. And Gemini Major is very good, man. He's doing great work, man.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
What do you think it is? What's the magic ingredient that makes him different from other producers?
He's very like you said, it's the energy, man. This guy is very energetic, man. Like, yeah. And the rock flavor, you know.
All right. Well, thanks, man. He seems to be smiling, so he's happy you called in and said that. All right. Thanks, brother.
Yeah. Thanks, gentlemen. Keep on doing the great work, man.
Right. Thank you, man. I appreciate
What's
it.
What's your name?
Yeah, Kosimpile.
Okay. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers. Bye. There we go. So you got fans all over the place.
Yeah.
But it is a different thing. Like the music world has also changed. I suppose it used to be that just the singers used to get the attention. These days, people are actually aware of who the producers on tracks are.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially big, massive success. Massive successful hits. And people, everybody know. They're kind of paying attention to who's putting it together.
Yeah, I guess when a song is good, you kind of. I want to know the process of like how did these people do this, you know. So that's when you try and get to find out who produced the song, you know. Was the song written by the artist that's actually performing it, you know? It's when a song is great, I guess it gives you that, you know, type of interest.
What's it like working with Casper Nyovest?
Well, I mean, when I look at Cass, it's not Casper Nyovest, it's just because he's like a brother to me, you know. Mm-hmm. Like we be together in and out of studio, so it's easy, you know. We just vibe, you know. So I don't really look at him as Casper Nyovest like that, you know. It was like that before, and the energy was never really like original, because I was kind of intimidated, you know, at first, you know.
Sure,
like,
of course, he's got a reputation.
He's got a reputation. He's the biggest artist, yeah. You know. I just got thrown into this, you know, like, boom, like, yo, I'm there, and I have to produce, working on his album. So at first, yeah, it was kind of, you know, hard to get into. But after, because he's also, you know, he's a cool guy. So after a couple studio sessions, we were cool, you know. We were on the road now. He couldn't stop rapping.
Do you guys have to find the dance steps around, like, who's in charge? Because sometimes you're going to make a suggestion, but he does have a reputation, and you don't want your suggestion to piss him off.
Yeah, true. As I said, it's the vibe. Sometimes we're recording on the road, you know, it's the vibe. Like, we could come up with something silly, you know, in the room where we're all chilling. We come up with something silly and say, oh, actually sounds good, you know, whatever. Then I get the beat, you know, we get going. So it's always like that. Sometimes we'd have a sample and he'd wake me up at 3 a.m. in the morning. Yo, Jim, you need to listen to this.
And you do that? You answer calls at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, definitely.
When do you sleep?
During the day, most of the day.
Yeah, because it's a totally different lifestyle. And when you get into something, you obviously sit there and you will work and work and work and work until it's finished.
Yes.
And even if that means you don't sleep, you'll sleep afterwards.
Yeah, but I don't force myself. Like, it's not homework, you know. Music's not homework. As long as I feel good about what I'm doing, I'll keep doing. But if I'm tired, I have to go sleep.
Do you have to deal with practical bullshit like deadlines and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I people know me very well. I don't do that. I tell them you cannot
don't
creative
rush.
Process. You can't rush it. You know, like
being that you're such a young guy, and you know, you've
blown. How old are you?
I'm not young. I think 26 is.
Yeah, you're young.
Okay. Being that you're so young and you know that you've blown up so quickly, it almost creates the impression to an outsider looking in that, you know, oh, if he can do it, then I can do it. But I mean, how difficult is it really being in your industry?
To be honest, I don't think I've blown up yet.
Oh, okay.
He's on his way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm on my way. Like, you know, like I'm glad that there's some recognition that you can say, you can think that I've blown up, you know, but I'm not there yet. But I like the like when I went back home, I'm from Malawi. I went back home now and I was nervous because I was the main actor, you know, but when I got there, there was over 6,000 people waiting for me.
Wow.
You understand? I jumped in there and it was crazy. And I met artists that before I left Malawi were already, you know, and the way they're talking to me is like they're looking out to me, you know.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? Like that feeling gave me like just a sort of rebirth, you know. Like I was like, yo, actually I can do this way bigger than this, you know. Like now I just met Wizkid and we know produced a couple records for him, you know, and that also just, you know, what I mean, it just showed me like, yo, I'm closer to actually producing for Drake now, you know, and the rest of them, you know what I mean.
Well, if you ever produce for Drake, then Michael Flex will wash your shoes and underpants. You'll be so excited. He'll come with you.
I'm dying to know, as a producer, like, in your opinion, do you ever see a day where we see Casper Your Vest and AKA feature on a track together, or like starting their own record label together or something like that?
I don't know about starting their own record label together. That'll never happen.
What about featuring on a song?
But featuring on a song, I mean, possible.
Sure.
Possible.
Yeah, that. But I think that beef has largely been sorted out.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They've moved on.
Jeez, that would be a killer track. Trust me, I bet you'd want to produce it, eh?
Yeah, but it won't be a killer track if it's produced by me, to be honest.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I can handle the pressure.
Oh, no, but then it will be. It would be huge.
Just, you know, the thing
you said it wouldn't be. Sorry, that's why
I said it. No, I said, okay. Yeah, no, the song, would. It's only going to be great if it's produced by me.
You got to have a huge amount of confidence to do this. Because it is also, like Mabali was asking a moment ago, the music business is tough now, eh? Mm. It's really hard to make it work. And it's hard to make money in music.
Yeah, sure.
There used to be millions that would be spent on producing tracks and on producing albums. Now, people have to do it with much less cash, and hopefully you make it back out of, you know, performances, merchandising, some sales of albums and all the rest. But it's not what it used to be.
True. As a producer, I mean, you have to work for it. Don't complain. You have to work for it. You understand? Like, if that's how you see the game, that's how it is, you have to change it. You have to make records so great. And when these people come to you, and that has to be, when you say this is how much you're going to pay for it, that's how much they have to pay for it to get that quality. It's up to you to change that. Like, you have to work for it.
Well, man, you are working for it, and it seems to me that you're winning, which is terrific. And I wish you the best of luck. I'm very happy to meet you here this morning, and thanks for coming to see us on a Monday when you should be sleeping. The sun is out. You should be in bed.
No, definitely. I'm going to a video shoot now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anybody we know?
Yeah. It's a video with Dalez
and
their lifestyle. We have a song together. We've got a couple of records together, yeah.
Yeah, because you also, apart from being a producer, you're also a singer.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm an artist.
So you've got your own songs as well.
Yeah.
And if you could pull 6,000 people in Malawi, I'm sure we could pull the same crowd for you here.
Yeah, definitely.
Good job, man.
Thank you very much.
Gemini Major, everybody. And he is he's absolutely one of those people to watch. He's on the up and up. He's worked with Casper Your Vest, Kuli Chana, Tubaba, Nasty C, Ricky Rick. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. It's amazing, Mabs.
This is CliffCentral.com.